Welcome to Icons Behind Brands. Hi, I'm your host, Devleena Nyogi, and I'm excited to present our next guest for today, a master in modern marketing, Mr. Savijit Singh, Director of Marketing at Silvermine Group, with over 12 years of experience spanning e-commerce, FMCG, and AI-based SaaS. He has sculpted digital frameworks, optimizing customer journeys with finesse. Formerly the head of digital marketing at Wakefit, Savijit's expertise in performance marketing and digital strategy is unparalleled. Get ready to unravel the secrets behind his marketing prowess. So we are going to deep dive into his journey. A very warm welcome to you, Savijit, on Icons Behind Brands.
Thank you, Miriam.
Superb. Before we get into the actual conversation, I want to understand, you know, with the kind of experience which you have.
So, I'm actually an accidental marketer who started his journey as an engineer right here in Bangalore about 13 years back. And I had no plans of going into marketing when I was working as an engineer. But always had a notion that I would end up doing something other than engineering. Tried my hand at GMAT, got admitted to Thunderbird School of Global Management, went there with the mindset that I'll end up doing something in the finance sector,
okay.
Either become a IB guy or work with a bank or something. So that's where my journey started. And digital marketing was sort of a natural fit. It, you know, included both the two facets of marketing love, which is data,
okay,
plus the marketing ethos. So sort of became a natural fit for me, and I started my journey, and it's been a decade since then.
Superb, Savijit. So let's come into the question here. You know, with your experience in both e-commerce and AI-based SaaS, PaaS industries, how do you see the intersection of technology and marketing evolving in the coming years, the near future?
So I think that's an interesting question, because the whole concept of digital marketing started when some people thought of the idea that we are anyways marketing to folks through print media, through OOH solutions and all. Why shouldn't we start publishing digitally the marketing ads and see how folks like it? So that was, I think, the nascency of marketing, digital marketing start when Google, Meta and the likes started digital publishing. So since then, digital marketing as a function has evolved tremendously. We have automations coming into play with OpenAI coming into the picture. Marketing has evolved at a rapid pace in the last 5 years, if you can say. So currently, we are at the cusp of another pivoting moment in the market, digital marketing as a function,
mm-hmm.
where we are seeing more and more dependency on AI and ML when it comes to digital marketing, whether it is just a simple Google Ads function which automatically creates copy for you, or it is a HubSpot automation which does the work of 10 people single-handedly. This is a brand new video for you based on your queries. 5 years ago, I wouldn't even have thought of a concept like this. But this is going to become the norm going on. You're going to be seeing a lot of experimentation around visuals, around content, which is AI generated. And I even believe that going ahead, creative will become the cornerstone of every marketing function, not just digital, but content marketing and all. And all of this will be to somewhat extent influenced by artificial intelligence.
Right. So let me understand, Savijit, what are some key lessons that you have learned about, you know, user acquisition and retention strategies throughout your career with different companies?
On a basic level, human beings are very similar in the way they purchase something. So there are a couple of basic human parameters that need to be satisfied for you to sell something to a customer. It's either need-based, want-based, which is the two basic principles for any product, whether it is we are talking about a B2C function or a B2B function. Your customer changes. In one case, it's an enterprise of people. In other case, it's a singular human individual. But these two principles remain the same. So what we as marketers have done is we just try to reach out to these customers, the need-based customers, when they actually have the need for that product, and try to convince them that ours is the best product in the options available to them. In case of a want-based product, we try to create the expectation that this is something that you want. So these are the impulse purchases which you do when you go online to a fashion portal like Myntra, and you see some piece of article which you really, really love. You don't need a top or a jeans maybe, but it's something that has been so effectively communicated to you, whether it is the USPs or the design or anything, or even the creative, you just fall in love with it. So these are two emotions we majorly play in, the want-based and the need-based. And we try to ensure that the communication that we are doing to our customer at any specific point, whether it is through brand as a channel or through performance marketing or emails or any other touch point, it has to be effective and timely communication.
Lovely. So that's what I feel. You know, AI has given you wings to test your own creativity by your own. Otherwise, it's always one layer. You have to explain it in a right way. And not all the time you can explain it in a right way. And it gets conveyed to the, you know, whosoever is working in terms of designing or editing.
So if you're engaging constantly with your customers throughout emails, through phones, phone calls, through WhatsApp messages, it'll just act as a nuisance for them. You're sending them Diwali messages or Holi messages, New Year messages every time, but they are simply not interested in your product. It's like stalking somebody without having their consent to approach them. Automations don't work well when you're at the top of the funnel, because there, a customer is probing you right now and not ready to accept whatever information you want to flow into their mind space. So the best idea is you establish your brand, you create a narrative in their mind, which is something that Wakefit has done brilliantly. I think Wakefit was the time when I really started respecting the brand side of the equation. Where we were nationally creating a footprint in the Indian population about not a mattress or a furniture product, but sleep as an equation. So that was a conversation I think that Wakefit started in India, that sleep is the cornerstone of your health. Sleep is the cornerstone of your mental peace, of you performing productively the rest of the day. And that's what our brand ethos became, that everything was centered around sleep. As whether it was getting Kumkaran as the brand ambassador, creating Kumkaran as the brand ambassador, or getting Ayushman Khurana to become a baby in the latest advertisements. So this opportunity to mass market similar kind of products to a large population was a very interesting concept in itself. Similarly, when Wakefit started in about 2016, again, the concept of selling mattresses online was not present in India.
Correct.
If you remember your childhood, our mattresses at home were usually the cotton filled ones or
yes.
The choir mattresses that you
yes.
get from Sleepwell and all. So memory foam, foldable mattresses, online delivery, again, very wild and brand new concepts. So again, it was a big impact on the way consumers started perceiving furniture. We as Indians, I'm sure if you look at your own house, you will remember there are furniture pieces which are as old as you are, or even older than you, right? Which our parents and our grandparents had. So it was always the idea was built to last. Whatever was created, whether it was a bed frame or a almirah, it should be built in such a way that it will go down the generations. I think that's something that has changed over the last 5 years. And, you know, idea that came out of that exercise was that humans have, but Indians have started, and especially Indians from our generation have started looking at furniture as disposable. It's something that should fit the narrative of the house.
Mm-hmm.
It's not something that's a need based that I need a sofa.
Yes.
The sofa needs to be aesthetically pleasing. It mm-hmm. needs to fit in my overall living room idea.
Correct.
So if I'm having multicolored walls, I will probably go for a very fancy sofa with a multicolored fabric or something funky like a wing chair. I would love to have a table which has an artistic design. It's not just a basic that, okay, give me a four-seater dining table, a three-seater sofa. that's not the requirement anymore.
Correct.
So similarly, if you look at the organizations who are playing in this space, you have some retail stores like Sofas and More and all. You have Wakefair, you have Sleep Company, all these players. So IKEA used to be the player in modular furniture for a long, long time.
Yeah.
But now most Indian companies have modular furniture, which you can DIY at your own home. They send you a pallet, you disassemble, you assemble the furniture, and you get your own table or chair ready at home. So a lot of ingenuity and research is going on into this sector, and I'm looking forward to what all we'll see in the coming couple of years with us not looking at India as a market, but abroad also. A lot of these companies are now planning on mo shifting their operations to markets abroad, so that made in India but sold across the world.
What qualities do you believe are essential for effective leadership in this rapidly evolving landscape of digital marketing?
I think digital marketing as a function is a very crucial function for any organization.
Correct.
Any new startup that wants to gain some traction always goes for paid marketing as the number one channel for customer acquisition. Organic comes later into play. Brand comes much later into play. But everybody wants customers the moment they have a product to sell. Digital marketing as a function becomes crucial at that stage, but then it also has its down. I wouldn't say downfalls. I would say some apprehension about digital marketing because it's a cash-rich function. It's
Yeah.
cash in, cash out. You spend a lot of money running ads, doing campaigns across different channels, and you expect to get return on that money. So the ROI from the spends that you do on digital become a very, very important part.
So with this, now we will be moving towards a section called rapid fire round. It's fun, it's simple, and at the same time,
Okay.
it allows our viewers and listeners to know you as a person a little more. Not very professional questions. The rules are only you need to answer either in one word or as minimum word as possible. So are we good to go?
Sure. Yeah, let's do it. Do I win a basket after this?
I really wish, to have an in-person interview so that, we have the proper coffee with Karan session here and with a
Yeah.
proper rapid fire and a goodie bag here for sure. Yeah.
That's cool.
Okay. So we are good to go, right?
Yeah.
What has been your favorite age so far?
That's a good question. I think around my 20s, mid-20s.
Okay. What is your favorite work memory?
We lost Dose or Die campaign at Wakefit. That was, I
Okay.
think, a very wonderful and memorable memory.
Lovely. What has changed the most since you have started working here?
My understanding of Indian consumers, the way, like I said, they adopted a new segment, and the way they are behaving in that segment gave me a very, very deep insight into the Indian purchase side.
Lovely. What advice would you give an employee on their first day of work?
Ask a lot of questions, don't be afraid, and say hello to everyone.
If you could not work in this industry, what profession would you pursue?
I would be a motorcycle tester,
Oh,
probably working
wow.
with Royal Enfield or somebody.
So that's so different angle of view.
No, I am a motorcycle enthusiast. I've been driving for the last almost 18 years of my life.
Oh,
So yeah,
that's a
deep
very
love with
long time.
motorcycles.
That's a
Yeah.
real long time. When are you most productive, Savijit?
Early mornings, late nights.
Okay, you are a morning person.
I am not, my dogs make me a morning person. I have to get up to take them for a walk. So
Nice. What would you change about yourself if given a chance?
I would love try to be even more patient. I've seen that as a very helpful tool when you are dealing with high pressure situations or in the leadership stage.
What advice would you give to your younger self if given a chance?
Don't do engineering, do marketing.
Okay, so we are out of the rapid fire round. And before we wind up this conversation, I want you to talk for our viewers and listeners. What is your message for an aspiring marketing professional? Because lot many viewers and listeners, they're aspiring to become who you are today.
I think it's become much easier to learn digital marketing than it was in my days because you have a lot of resources available online. And I'm not just talking about courses that you can do through online learning, but just general blogs or courses that in universities have made free on their websites. So as a person who might be interested or who doesn't even know what digital marketing is or what they do, the first step you need to start doing is go to Google, start searching for relevant stuff and start reading.
Lovely. I think we have covered almost many various touch points, through this half an hour conversation, Savijit. And you brought up really amazing insights here on Icons Behind Brand. And I'm glad you are here. And it was amazing talking to you. We had a lovely time.
Thanks. It was my pleasure, Devlina.
Yeah, awesome. Thank you so much for being here, Savijit.